to this Yoga Nidra practice for your seventh chakra, your crown chakra, located, you guessed it, at the very top of your head. This chakra, this energy center, is ultimately, I mean, it's many things. It's the house, it's the home of your connection to a higher power, your connection to the universe, to God, to your highest self. Insert your appropriate fitting word or source here. It's your connection to all that there is. Indications of a blocked crown chakra may include feeling a disconnect, of course, a lack of faith in something greater than yourself. Maybe it's the inability to surrender to a higher power, or not being able to trust and surrender fully in life, right? Signs of a balanced, aligned chakra, feeling that connection, having a very clear, intentional faith. And even when life can get choppy, right? There are some hiccups, some speed bumps in the way. There's a trust woven underneath all of it, right? A complete surrender to the blueprint of your life. So, let's harmonize, cleanse, clear, heal. Let's balance and become curious about your seventh energy center, the crown chakra. Beginning by, you guessed it, gifting yourself with as much time and space as you require to get settled in, to settle down for your practice today. Ensure that you are as comfortable, as cozy as you can be, lying on your back with all your props, all your cozies. Let your feet rest hip-width distance apart. Ensure that your spine is in alignment, your head, your neck resting comfortably on a pillow or the ground beneath you. Pull the shoulders down away from the ears and then let them relax. The arms resting wide and comfortably down and out to the sides, palms facing up or maybe down. And feel free to bring in any extra props to enhance all of this comfort. A bolster or a pillow, a rolled yoga mat under your knees for added support, a blanket or two or three for warmth and comfort, an eye mask, pillow, covering to block out any light and help you ground down even more. Supports under arms and heels, maybe headphones for optimal listening, and anything else that you would find supportive at this time. I've mentioned this before, so for the crystal, the stone lovers out there, if you have any amethyst, clear quartz, labradorite, selenite, fluorite, moonstones, any other crystals, of course, welcome too. You might also choose to bring them in as well, placing them on the body, maybe around the crown or on your third eye, palms, belly, below your feet. These are common crystals associated with the crown chakra. If crystals and stones aren't your thing, no worries. Maybe you want to pause here and grab some purple socks or purple jammies, a purple sweater, purple blanket. Maybe when you close your eyes, you pretend, imagine that all of your clothes, like magic, are now a shade of purple, the color of the crown chakra. Get creative, can't get this wrong. Lay your body down, elongate the spine, soften through the face. Make sure you feel fully supported and symmetrical. You got it. When the body is balanced right and left, the hemispheres of the brain, right and left, balance and recalibrate, reconnect as well. Just feel the surface below you. Let your body sink down heavier into it. Feel these purple clothes and coverings on your skin. Sense any sounds around you, near, far, internal, external. Maybe any tastes or smells lingering here in this moment, in this space. Simply becoming the observer of you as you are right now, in this moment, as it is. What are you noticing? What is tugging for your awareness to, hey, look at me? What do you feel? What do you sense? What are you picking up on of you in this moment? Let's take a long, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in. Feel the belly rise, ribs flare, lungs fill, all the way up to the crown chakra, and hold here for 3, 2, 1. From the crown, open the mouth, sigh it down and out, release it. Through the nose, fill low belly, mid belly, upper belly, chest, throat, face to crown, land here and hold for 4, 3, 2, 1. From the crown, wash breath down and out, sigh it out, audible exhale, let go and release. Last one, through the nose. Fill the belly, 3-part breath, extend it all the way up to and through the crown. Keep going, but keep those shoulders down. Hold at the top for 5. Last hold, you can do anything for 4 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Through the mouth, sigh it out. Everybody, open your eyes. Caught you off guard there, didn't I? Open your eyes. Find a spot to stare at above you. That one, perfect. Now lower the lids halfway. Keep looking at one spot. Try not to dart the eyes around. Keep them fixed, unmoving. Now down to 1/4 open. Keep breathing here. Now super slowly, super mindfully, close the eyes down fully. Feel that connection. And could you find, uncover, comfort, safety, and security in the now darkness behind your closed eyes? Now, allow your breath to help further unwind your body by just slightly deepening your inhale and elongating your exhale. I'm gonna say that one again for effect here. Lightly, slightly, subtly, deepen your inhale, not a ton of effort, let it still be relaxed, and elongate your exhale. And notice how any tension, any residue begins to ease within the body with each exhale. Deepen the in, elongate the out, feeling any and all little muscles that might be stuck in tightness, tension, grip, are now starting to unlock, unravel, soften, and relax. Every part of you easing into stillness and peace. Any tension, strain, tightness, grip, all dissolving, relaxing, and releasing. Deep inhale, long exhale, unlocking, softening, calm and relaxed. You might also notice now the edges, the periphery of your body softening, releasing, and dissolving. And as you continue to breathe deeply, start to mentally repeat the seed sound or the mantra for your crown chakra. Ah, that's a great sound. Ah, A, H. Continue this mentally or listen. If you want to do it out loud, full send, whatever feels good and right, you never get it wrong. Repeating the seed sound, the mantra for the crown chakra, ah, for the next few moments. Feeling ah at the crown, through the face, the arms, the fingers, the torso, legs, toe tips. Feel this sound, the vibration in every cell, every pore, every organ, every system, whole body buzzing, vibrating with the sound of ah. You might feel a little silly. You might not. You might love this right now, and I'm simply interrupting you. Stick with it. Thoughts can be present. You might still be fidgeting or adjusting. It's all perfect. Just keep coming back to the mantra, the seed sound. Ah. It can be short, it can be long. Make it yours. Just a few more now. Ah. Beautiful job. You can release the mantra, the seed sound now, and return, boomerang if you will, your focus back to the breath. Notice the rise and fall of the breath, maybe the coolness of the in, the warmth of the out. Could you make friends with your natural breath? noticing whatever this friend wants to communicate to you, with you. Maybe that's the movement of the breath, how the body accommodates the inhale and the exhale. Maybe the breath is a signpost, shining light on some residual tension, tightness, or stickiness in the body. Maybe it shines light on areas you are really letting go, any cobwebbed spaces. Maybe the breath wants you to observe the moment breath becomes yours. Maybe you focus on the pauses between the deep inhale, the elongated exhale. Tether yourself to the breath, make friends with it. A few rounds observing what breath tells you to. Deep inhales, elongated exhales. Noticing, tethering, lassoing to the breath. Anchor to breath. Now you can step back from the breath, untether, and now shift all that awareness from the breath now to an awareness of sensation, bodily sensation in the tip of your right big toe. Full awareness of sensation in the very tip of your right big toe. Now the tip of your second toe, right side, third, fourth, the tip of right little toe, the sole of your foot, top of the foot, right heel, ankle, the front and back of lower leg, kneecap, the front and back of right thigh, all of the right hip bone, the joint and the socket, the whole right leg. Now move the awareness, sensing sensation in the very tip of your left big toe, the tip of the second toe, third, fourth, the tip of left little toe, the sole of the foot, top of the foot, left heel, ankle, the front and back of the lower leg, kneecap, front and back of left thigh, entire left hip, the bone, joint, left hip socket, the whole left leg. Feel, sense both legs together now, the right and the left, both legs together. Sense the pubic bone, navel, right side of the waist, right side ribs, right side chest, right armpit, right shoulder joint and shoulder socket. The upper arm, elbow, lower arm, right wrist, palm of the hand, back of your right hand, the tip of right hand thumb, tip of index finger, middle finger, right ring finger, and pinky finger. All of your awareness on the right side of your torso, arm, hand, and fingers. Right torso, arm, hand, and fingers. Moving your awareness once again to the pubic bone, navel, and left side of the waist, left side ribs, left side chest, armpit, left shoulder joint and shoulder socket, left upper arm, elbow, lower arm, left wrist, palm of the hand, back of your left hand, the tip of left hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and tip of left pinky finger. All of your awareness into the left side of torso, left arm, hand, and fingers, left torso, arm, left hand, and left fingers. And now combining right and left sides, sensing both arms, both sides together. Bring your awareness now into the heart center, the space between both sides. Full awareness at heart center, down to navel, pubic bone. Now, could you glide your awareness backwards to land at the tip of the tailbone, resting here? And from the tailbone, slowly moving your awareness up the length of your spine, moving all the way up your spine, vertebra by vertebra, one at a time. Now the right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, the whole spine and the curve at the top, the back of the neck. Now gliding, moving your awareness up and forward now to your throat center. You got it, throat center. The chin, jaw, lower lip, space or line between the lips, upper lip, inside the right cheek, inside the left cheek, lower gums, lower teeth, the root of the tongue, tip of the tongue, the whole tongue inside your mouth, the upper teeth and upper gums, the right nostril, left nostril, the very tip of the nose, the bridge of the nose, cheekbones right and left, the right ear, right temple, right eye, eyelid, and right eyebrow. Now the left ear, left temple, left eye, eyelid, and left eyebrow. Eyebrow center. The space in between both eyebrows. All of your head, face, and neck. Now letting the awareness rest on your entire body, from the very tips of your toes all the way up to the crown of your head. Whole body awareness, tips of toes to crown of the head. Your whole body. Now shift all that awareness. Let it all rise up and pool, gathering now at the top, the crown of your head. Feel it rise. Let it land, pooling at the crown. Crown chakra, top of the head. And visualize this space at the crown of your head opening, expanding wider and wider. Your crown opening. And now might you visualize the most beautiful, vibrant purple color. This violet hue streaming down from the universe into this opening at the crown of your head. And this violet hue, this purple light of energy, has no beginning. It has no end. This purple light begins to infuse and fill every part of you, flowing through the crown of your head to the right hemisphere of the brain, then the left hemisphere of the brain. This vibrant purple energy flows down through your scalp, your hairline, your forehead, filling the back of your head, the skull. Feel it flow down, move down through your entire face, washing, pouring down through the neck, the collarbones, shoulders, all of your back, your chest. This incredible violet energy moves down through your arms, filling your wrists, your hands, and all 10 fingers. Purple light pouring out through all 10 fingertips. Feel as it fills your abdomen, all of your hips, the pelvic region, your thighs, knees, lower legs, ankles, soles and tops of both feet, and all 10 toes, this purple energy flowing through and out the 10 toe tips. All of your being is pulsing with this purple energy. Energy that is vibrant, healing, pulsing, purple, full of life, healing every cell. And as it moves and flows and journeys through the body, you can start to feel a clear, direct connection to Source, to the creator of all that is, to universal energy, to a higher power now. You are one with all that is, connected. Feel this purple light, this violet healing energy pulse and slip into each and every cell, pore, organ, system, and limb. Violet light infusing your entire being. All of this vibrancy, this aliveness within. Every part of your being is in direct contact, in harmony with Source, with the creator of all there is, connected to all there is. You feel clear, vibrant, pristine, whole, and connected, full of life, of Source energy. You know that you are one with the abundant universe, where there is no beginning and no end, where there is only abundant flow, a harmonious movement forward with no beginning and no end, just peaceful, easeful, harmonious flow. You are always connected to this energy, dear one. Know that. Feel that. Feel this. Connected and clear. Now, allow my words to melt, to fuse, to merge with yours. My words, your words. I am grounded and connected to the divine higher power that allows for the abundant flow of life. I am grounded and connected to the divine higher power that allows for the abundant flow of life. I am grounded and connected to the divine higher power that allows for the abundant flow of life. Now let's call back, bring back the mantra, the seed sound for your crown chakra once again. This time, letting it vibrate through a cleansed, cleared, harmonized channel. Silently or out loud, repeating, ah, 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 continuing on your own, your seed sound for the next few present moments. However it wishes to be expressed, your crown seed sound, crown chakra mantra, a few times now. Beautiful. You can release the mantra now and bring your awareness full circle back once again to your breath, making friends with the breath. And after your next exhale, allow for 2 sips of breath in through the nose. And exhale through an open mouth. Inhale through the nose. Let it go, sighing through an open, relaxed, unhinged mouth. One more. Now it's time to ever so gently begin to awaken the senses. You might begin by expanding your sense of hearing again to any sounds near or far in your environment. You might begin to feel the weight of your body resting on the surface beneath you. Maybe sensing your stones, sensing your purple clothing. Notice any fragrances or tastes that might be lingering now. You could allow for and invite in a deep belly breath in. And an elongated sigh, make some noise, let it all go. It might feel like a good time to slowly awaken fingers and toes. Any intuitive movements before, maybe, eventually, curling into a ball. Give yourself a squeeze, a rock, a roll, then come over to your side. However you choose to bookend your practice, let it be mindful. Take all of the time. You can re-feather your nest as needed. And let yourself linger in this space as long as you need, as you continue to bring all your awareness, let it flood back into this very moment, this one. You just as you are, this moment just as it is. And upon this return fully back into your awakened state, pause here to reflect on your experience. To bask in it in whatever way feels right for you. Notice the openness, the connection, the faith, the trust, the surrender. With hands at heart center, I, as always, am so grateful that you are here, right here, in this moment. May you continue to feel that harmony, that connection, that flow that comes when you are connected to that higher power, that source of all there is. Hands and heart center, I bow to you. Our practice of yoga nidra for the crown chakra is now complete. Namaste, my friend.